Win 98.5, it's time for Homegrown. Cody Mack sitting here with you. Hope you're having yourself a fantabulous day. And we're going to have a good time because we have Paul Erdman here with us. Paul, how are you doing, sir?
Great. Doing great.
So you came all the way up here from South Bend, Indiana.
Yep.
Well, let's get to know you a little bit, a little bit about your music. Looking on your website, looking on your Facebook page, you seem to be a pretty well good round of musician. You've been doing music for quite a while.
Yeah, I've went to school and did the college thing and studied jazz and studied classical and always grew up listening to a lot of great singer-songwriter stuff and James Taylor and listened to a lot of Eagles when I was a little kid. And sometime midway through college, really fell in love with country music and started listening to some of the current guys and then going back and listening to a lot of the older guys and the old guitar players, a lot of Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed kind of stuff, and Johnny Cash and Haggard, and, you know, got a big appreciation for how to sing and how to play from those guys and how to write songs and how to tell stories, you know, with your lyrics, with your guitar, with all that kind of stuff. And it's really turned into a big conglomeration of all of those different influences and all those different things.
And, you know, those influences are great influences. I mean, you got to love the classics if you're going to be doing country music. It's a must. It really is. And saying that you're learning from Chet Atkins, man, I love that right there.
Yeah.
That's a great influence to have.
Yeah. Well, I started the initial spark. My grandparents always had like Alabama and Clint Black and, you know, some of these. And I got into Vince Gill first from his voice. And then the more I listened to it and listened to his guitar playing and his picking, it was incredible stuff. And you got a lot of new guys that are just really, really killer guitar players and singers and songwriters and performers, and Keith Urban and Paisley and these guys and the kids. And I've always been one of those guys that I like, I'll find something new. And then if it really strikes with me, I'll start working back and I'll go back to who influenced this guy and then who influenced that guy. And, you know, go back and listen to those things and digest a lot of that and then take bits and pieces from all of these different influences of mine and influences of the other players and try and work it into my own kind of style, I guess.
Well, that's a good methodology to have. It really is, because you're sitting there and you're looking at what's making the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to do it, and to be able to put together your own sound, because at this point in music in the country, you're not going to be writing a song that nobody's ever heard of. That song's been sung, it's been written in another way and fashion. Yep. So taking all these musical influences, that's the way that an artist today is going to make good on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic to see you doing that. So what all have you been doing? I mean, so that's a little bit how you got into it. So I saw something about cruise ships.
Yeah, I spent about 2 years singing and just playing acoustic guitar as a solo entertainer, a cruise line, and got to do a lot of traveling and a lot of playing and met a lot of great people and had a lot of time to write songs and just kind of perfect my craft as a performer, as a singer, guitar player. That was a really, really, really cool experience. Super thankful that I did that, and in the process of that, met my wife. And,
well, fantastic. You know, that's good right there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a winner all the way around.
How did you land that gig?
I had played for, I'd done a theme park gig earlier in my life, and a lot of the guys that I was playing with that were, you know, 5, 10, 15 years older than I was that did just music professionally, and there's ways, you know, everybody sees just like the big mega stars that sell out arenas and stuff. And like, yeah, those guys make lots of money, but there's ways of being a professional musician today if you're willing to do the work. And it really is work. But these guys would do summers on land near their house playing, you know, guitar, bass or saxophone or whatever for a theme park show. And then they'd spend the winter doing these cruise gigs, whether they were doing a solo thing like I was, or playing with the orchestra, playing with the big band or whatever, the jazz combo. And so that was how I had heard about it. When I left college to go out and play, I started sending out resumes and putting things online and, you know, doing the auditions. I'd finally just kind of popped up on enough people's radar and sent the right thing to the right person at the right time and was able to do the gig. You know, you take off and you're gone for 3, 6, 9 months at a time and you're out, you know, you can't go home or anything. Mm-hmm. So you have to be, yeah, that's part of the work side of it, is you got to make that commitment to just like, all right, here's an opportunity, I got to go.
And I know that.
Yeah.
I just moved here from Texas, man. I hear you on that one. But no, that's fantastic. I mean, just, and I knew that about some of these artists because, you know, being in Texas and seeing some of the live music, I've got to meet George Strait, steel guitar player. Mm-hmm. He was just filling in for another Texas band when they weren't on tour.
Yeah.
And to be able to get onto a gig like that and be able to play with some world-class musicians, man, that is absolutely phenomenal for somebody really just kind of getting their start in the exactly. music industry.
So, and I played with bands and done stuff for the different schools that I was at, sang in a choir and played in jazz band. And so, I mean, I had all that other background there, which was part of it. You know, it's right place, right time, right person hearing you, but also being able to deliver on what they want. You could be a great person or great, you know, great guitar player, for example, but if you can't reach sheet music, there's a lot of things that you're going to lose out on.
And that's true.
Yeah. So being, you know, just kind of, I guess, working towards the hope that the stars will align is just being prepared.
And it's funny, those stars will align very occasionally. Mm-hmm. And when they do, like you said, you have to jump at the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, well, it's fantastic that you did, because now here you are up here with Win 98.5. Not like that's a huge thing, but we're glad to have you.
It definitely is. I'm excited. I was glad to get the call. And so I've been back off of ships for about a year and a half, playing 3 or 4 nights a week pretty consistently. And we play South Bend area, we play Chicago, we play Indianapolis, we've played up here in Battle Creek, had a great time. About a 3-hour radius outside of South Bend, we put out a CD early part of the summer. I'm working on another one right now. End of the month, I'm taking a band out on the road for 4 days, and we're playing a night in Pittsburgh, and then we're coming back through here and playing a Chicago night and playing a night in Indianapolis and giving it a shot, seeing where it'll go. And again, just trying to get everything prepared and be ready to go when an opportunity comes up.
And that sounds fantastic. Now let's talk a little bit about your songwriting. I love hearing people's method behind songwriting. I found for the most part that everybody has about, there's two different ways that people write songs. Some of them you have to sit down and you have to work and concentrate trying to come up with a song. Others, it's just, got this hook. Okay, mm-hmm. Wow, boom. There's your song. I mean, what's more your style?
I'm definitely the latter. If I sit and say, I'm going to write a song, I usually get frustrated because it's not something that I feel.
Yeah.
Most of the time, something will come, whether it's a musical idea or a lyric or a melodic thought. As much as I can, I try to just drop whatever else I'm working on for 20 minutes or a half hour or an hour or something and just scribble down as much as I possibly can, as quickly as I can. You know, the next step for me is pull the phone out and turn the voice recorder on and just play it back and give myself a date and a working title for the time being and just get it out, get it on paper, get some kind of an audio file, and then come back to it later on.
And that's the best way to do it. Thank goodness for phones with voice recorders.
Oh my gosh, man.
Especially because I'm sure that you've also had that same situation where you're driving down the road and you have that idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Trying to sing something over a really loud car.
Exactly. I can imagine that. All right. Well, you brought the guitar, of course.
Did.
So what
I
are
did.
You going to play for us?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm going to play a tune called Fly On that was actually co-written with one of my best friends who's a great singer-songwriter out of Nashville. We grew up together and he moved to Nashville, and so he's worked with a lot of different people. His name's Grant Reif. So he and I co-wrote this one. It's the last song on the CD. It's a tune called Fly On.
All right, cool deal. It's Paul Erdman right here on Win 98.5 and Homegrown.
Start that we would never be fine apart, but the trouble to come is already showing, and everything I own is in the back of this beat up car. One more night I'll say goodbye, and we won't go too far now, but we all fly on. Tomorrow morning, yeah, I know that I'll be gone. And we all fly on. So don't be afraid to fly. Oh, fly on, yeah. Will the miles roll by in the minutes? turn into days, and I'm getting further from my home. And I can't see the end of the road anywhere inside. I guess I'll just have to stay out here all on my own. A music man with a drifter's soul is always gone. The sun comes up and I'll be back out on the run. No way. Tomorrow morning, yeah, I know that I'll be gone. No, we all fly on. So don't be afraid to fly. And everything I have, you know, I made it for myself. And I got stronger. Who knows how much longer? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we all fly on. Tomorrow morning, yeah, I know that I'll be gone. So don't be afraid to fly, oh, fly on, yeah. Now don't be afraid to fly, oh, fly on, yeah. And fly.
Your Country Win 98.5. Fly on, man. That is a jam right there.
Oh, thanks.
No, man, I'm sitting over here jamming out to it, do a little head banging. No, I love that, dude. That is some
cool,
good,
man.
That is a good song, man, and that is on your little EP here.
Yeah, it's on the EP. It's on the EP, available at shows. It's available on the website.
PaulEmusic.com is where you can go pick that up. Get him on Facebook. Head over to the website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, buy the music, because that's the whole thing that's keeping you on the road, letting
really
you do what
is.
You love.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that we've got is a lot of artists today are on a website that's called ReverbNation.com.
Yep.
The ReverbNation.com/Paul Erdman. That's right now. That's the only place that I have my stuff up for download.
Okay.
And I have it set up on there that like half of everything that comes into me goes to the Zach Brown Southern Ground Camp Fund,
okay.
Which is a camp for special needs kids that he started.
Fantastic.
So, like, yeah, half of it's going there. That's always something that's
so you can
really
support a charity and buy great music.
Yeah.
I like that, man. Well, cool deal. We appreciate you coming in and sitting down with us on a Tuesday evening here on Homegrown. And again, go to the website. It's paulemusic.com. Go check it out and buy the music and help out a lot of people, man. Really appreciate you coming in here and hanging out with
Thank
us.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great.
Keep it here. It's Your Country Win 98.5.